합시다. 라이프스팬 포 갓 파트 3. What we stopped on Tuesday was a prayer point that we prayed at the hand of the Lord build us, so that we will not end up finding that our lives are built but not in accordance to that which God wants for our life. There's a need that God in His infinite mercy comes and build our life. And peradventure He started the building and He took over. Because of your kind of test of life. That in His mercy He comes and take over from where He started. Or where He stopped rather. And if there's a need for Him to restart again, may He start. Because only He knows what He wants to do with your life. Only He knows what He wants to do. A life spent for God is a life given to God. It's a life given unto good works. The Bible says there are virtues unto honor and there are virtues unto dishonor. That means the absence of virtue is not what He's trying to say. There are virtues. Everyone is a virtue. But not everyone is unto honor. If you have people serving your company and there are people who are not working, automatically you don't pay them. Why? Because they are fruitless. And if you have someone who is working, you are obliged to pay the person or to find a way of rewarding the person, because the person is actively involved in the way forward of the company. God has an agenda and is looking for people that He worked. And if you understand this, you understand the urgency that your life can truly be wasted. And your life can truly be meaningful in God. And with that understanding, you'll be able to choose which part you tread, which part you want your life to count. If you want your life to be meaningful, then you have no option to submit to the will of Christ. And if you choose that it's wasted, then you have chosen the will of flesh and the will of man. I choose the ways of God. I want to live my whole life on it. And it will be that I didn't make decisions for my life. I don't live with ambition. I live with purpose. I also believe that there's a difference between ambition and purpose. Ambition mostly comes from yourself with what you want for your life. Purpose is what He wants for you. So I don't want to be among men that choose the path of ambition. I want to live a life of purpose. And to me, purpose is what God wants for your life. What He wants your life to be. That is purpose. That is purpose. I want to live the whole of my life, and at the end of my days, it will be written that David Friday didn't do anything with his life except what God wants to do with his life. David Friday didn't do anything with his life except what God wants to do with his life. He didn't do anything. That means, outside what God wants to do with my life, every other thing is zero. Not even a percent. No, there's not about 0.1%, 0.2%. Not even a percent. There's a will given to man, and that will is given to you so that you can submit it to a higher will. Because choice is given to man. Let me tell you the truth now. Your life is behaving the way you choose. presently your life is looking like the way you choose. It's behaving the way you choose. It's not different from the way you choose. I choose that my life will not have an excuse for the glory of God. I bind my life that God is looking for two people. I will not be second. God is looking for two people. I will reach and say, see, God is looking for two people. Ah, he's just looking for me. I'm number one. Let the number two carry. Let the two position be for any other person. You can make a choice with your life. That your life, God is looking for people. You will not have alternative to your life. You will not have alternative to your life. I want to live that kind of life where God has no alternative to the betrayed. You find any man that loves God more than you, you are fake. That's to show that what you are doing is fake. Fakeness is not just by being diabolical or doing the wrong thing. Fakeness is when you are second to first. Shows that you have not vividly, you have not submitted your life. You are still holding some percent. That is why you are second to any man. That means you are still holding some percent. That is why when he comes, he will never prefer you than the original. Because even in his habit, he likes the first beyond the second. Two of the children that was given birth for Jacob in that time, he said, Esau, this one, but Jacob, I choose. This one, I love him, I choose him. That is to tell that even God has no place for Jacob when the test is available. I choose you, Jesus. I choose you, Jesus. I choose you over everything, Jesus. I choose you, Jesus. I choose you, Jesus. I choose you over everything, Jesus. I want to choose Jesus over everything, everything. Over marriage, over finances, I will never marry wrong. You know why? It's a choice I make that me, I can't love you to marry you until Jesus chooses. I will never do a business that will put me in shame. Because it's a choice I make that I won't do business outside his choice. If he tells me to wait forever, in lack, that for me to find a meaningful business to do before he comes, I will wait in suffering. You see, let me tell the truth now. We don't know the value of God. That is why, even in him, we are not blessed. There is something about God that responds to our lives. And that thing is simple. If you give him value, he gives you. If you put him first, he puts you first. He doesn't know how to put you in another class that is higher than the one you put him. Know how to do it. He sees the rain in Jesus' name. He doesn't know how to what? How to do it. God doesn't have to put you in another class higher than the one you put in. That means if you put God first, he puts you first. If you put him second, he puts you second. And if you choose some things outside what he wants, he chooses you also when he doesn't have any other thing he needs or wants.
you choose him second. When he chooses first, he can't choose you first. He will wait until there's a need for second. And if there's no need, that means you will never have a choice in life. From his own perspective, from his own view. You will never have it. Not before. Before I think that God just chooses people anyhow. But I start checking life for people that God chooses. And I see that they want it. Seriously. I feel God chooses people anyhow. You know this normal adage you say. Just by mercy, God just chooses people anyhow. I want to ask you something. Tomorrow, you want to get married, right? And you will choose, right? Right? Or marriage will choose you. You will choose. Tomorrow, you want to make money, right? You will choose, right? You choose to be here, right? Even inside here, that somebody staying at home now with excuses, two of us. That says that your choice is powerful. So, what makes you feel that God also will not have choice? And his choice also will be powerful in his hand. Check it very well that people that God use majorly, they want it. Go closer to people that God use very well. You will know that their life want it. You know that the life they are living is not the life that everybody lives. So their own life want it. It's not a coincidence. It's not a mistake. You want it. Some of the things I do intentionally, I want to write my name in the book of God or men that want it. The prayers we pray here, I prayed times, many times before I came in. So I don't come here to generate prayer power. In fact, it is the overflow of my prayer life I bring here. Young man, they study what I'm preaching now. Is more compared to the overflow of what I study for myself. There's something I wrote today, and it's simple like this. I don't study to know what to say to my generation. I don't study to know what to say to my generation. If it's what to say, I won't study. I want to sit down. That means I don't study to preach. I don't study to know what to say to my generation. I study finding secrets to the truth. I want to find secret to the truth. Not what to say to my generation, to the truth. Say, I'm the way, I'm the truth. You know why? I continue. I study finding secret to the truth because a lot has been said, but nothing happened in to our generation or our generation. Sorry, a lot has been said, but nothing has happened in our generation. I don't want to be part of people who talk. Hear me? You can talk about Isaiah 53 verse 5 that Jesus by stripes were healed, but no body will be healed in your hands. You know why? You don't know the truth of Isaiah 53 verse 5. Your life, you don't know what is healing. You can talk about soul winning and your life, nobody has ever given itself through your life. You can talk about people who hunger for God and you think you are ready, only to discover that you are one of the most lazy Christian on earth. That from January till now, there is nothing notable you have done for Christ. You can talk about prayer only to discover, you gather scriptures about prayer and only to discover that those scriptures, if you look at them very well, you are not in them. You don't look like any of them. Don't look like any of them. So I study knowing the secrets that are found in the world, the truths of the world. And truth is not just what you know, it's what you are. So I can know a thing, but it's not truthful to me until I've experienced it and I've become it. I want to be a rock and soul winner. I tell you, I want to know what put this man had to follow God, and I want to be part of it. Let me give you a story before I continue. A father figure to Igala Land, that Oguchera is popularly known as Evangelist Oguchera, was preaching one somewhere, and after the message in Lagos, a guy met him. He said, "Sir, I gave my life to God under your message. Sir, until now I'm in defeat. Sir, I'm so happy for your life." He said, "During my NYC days, you came and preached. That is where I gave my life to God." And when the guy left him, while walking, the heavens were open, and he saw many people in heaven that his life made them give their life to God. They were saying, and they were saying it in heaven, that it is through his life. A man on earth, but is already popular in heaven. May I not be barren? May I not face God and discover I'm naked in the day of rapture? Have you ever seen yourself naked before? Do you know how shameful it is to be naked in public? That's how many people will be on that day of rapture. Christians that are naked. They can't be clothed. Do you know why the book of Revelation talks about crown, talks about rope, wear rope and the rest? You think it's ordinary? It's time to tell that there's a reward that follows your life after year. That if you circle genuinely and you are impactful, there is something that will follow you. You won't just be given a normal rope, to be called a royal rope. Crown are not given to lazy men. Crown are given to men who are frontiers of kingdom. That means if you're frontier of moves of God, crowns are for you. On that day, many heads will be burning. No cap will be putting upon them. Because they choose what to say, but no one finds the truth. If you find truth, you will stay with the word. I study to a point that I don't know what time I study again. If you come to my room, my Bibles are mostly open. As I'm talking to you, there are Bibles in my room that are open. Because I discovered that what to say is not what my generation needs. It's truth. He didn't say I'm the way, I'm the talk, I'm the life. He said I'm the way, the truth, and life. Talking. It's not what he was saying about. It's truth. Some of you over time, you come to a point where you know that you have nothing to give your generation. I'm telling you. See, in Genesis, he's known as the serpent. The serpent deceived the woman. In Revelation, he became the dragon. Serpent and dragon are two different things. That means as the church of Christ is advancing, that's how demonic kingdom is also advancing. That means if your life didn't advance, that will come. You think it's a normal serpent. When you meet a dragon, you are helpless. You waste your life. Do you discover why? When you give your life to God, at first you were serving God. Now, some of you discover that weakness, addiction is taking your life. What happens is, you met serpent, you think serpent will remain serpent. But you don't know that serpent is going to become dragon. Now, serpent has become dragon. You that you are praying before, you are prayerless now. You that you are loving God before, masturbation is your altar now. You that you are serving God before, now you are distracted now. You that your mind is okay before, now your mind is rubbish. You now that your prayers, your dreams before are fresh revelation from God. Now your dreams are manipulation and bedwetting. What happens is, the serpent has become a dragon, but you have refused to change here. You have refused to change here. A guy chatted me online. He said, "Sir, I pray for a guy who is suffering of pornography, watching pornography. He left pornography, but now I'm the one doing it." What happens is, he prayed and removed serpent from the man's life, but the serpent became a dragon in his life. A foolish man is a man who waits for a day to grow. A day is too far to grow. With 5 minutes, the devil can end your life. It doesn't take 2 hours to forget. Okay, it doesn't take 15 minutes to watch pornography. To fall is very easy than to rise. And that's why if you rise, you continue rising every day. Because you know that anytime you wait, without making a shift, your life is dead. Death is not stopping to breathe. Death is when you don't change them. That's why the Bible says, great is their faithfulness. They are new every morning. Even God knows that if you repeat the faithfulness of yesterday, the devil will study it. Some of you, the devil has studied your life to a point that there's nothing you will do to come out of his captivity. He knows your prayer time. He knows the way you study. That you study to save. He knows you don't know truth in the kingdom. A man talking about holiness and doesn't know about the angel of holiness that never appeared to him. He doesn't know about the very presence of light, that place that God is found. He has never entered into the throne. You see what the Bible says? Let's come boldly before the throne. We think he's just saying it. I've never known the throne. I've never seen it. So are you, how come you claim it? You are coming boldly before the throne of grace. You don't know where the throne of grace is. Can you describe it with your eyes? And John the Beloved began speaking. He said, I was in the Lord's day, and what happened? And the heavens and were open, and I saw things that are there. Those things, part of those things were, I saw that one that his eyes were fire. He was walking in the midst of the lampstand. He began describing what he saw. Those are men that know truth. Ezekiel began talking about he was there in the spirit, and the heavens were open beside the river Kabah. If your generation meets you what to say, you will know that the devil doesn't just say, you do. It's not only Christians that are meant to do. That's why the Bible says, let us not just do what? What? They what? They talk as a number one, they do our, they perform us. You know why? The Bible began talking about Jesus, how he began to teach and to do. Do you know why he said teach and to do? That means what he's saying is backed by secret. And how you will know a man who do is a man who has secret, not a man who just say. So you can say, but you are not doing it because you don't even know what you are saying. But once you are doing what you are saying, then it shows that you know what you are doing. Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come again. Emmanuel, and David Friday will see all his face. Emmanuel, when you come to. I want to see him with my eyes. I don't want to see him after rapture. I want to see the day he will come with his trumpet. I want to stay in the place of prayer to that point where let me tell the truth now. The Bible began talking about parables of some people will be upon the boat, some people will be in the market, two will go, one will go, one will wait. You don't know how rapture happened. You think rapture is coincidence? What we are talking about is time will come, some people are going to stature. That when God comes, he doesn't have an option now to reveal himself to them. That is what happened with Elijah. When God came, he revealed himself. And even the servant that followed Elijah, Elijah said, he said, my father, the chariot and the horsemen thereof. That is how it is. It won't be a coincidence. Rapture will not be a coincidence. Rapture will be revealed. Men will see God and they will rise from their mortal body and they will be translated into the immortal realm. No traveler travels without knowing where he's going. So for leaving the earth, there must be a driver. Have you ever entered a bus and not knowing the driver? Rapture will be the leader. That's why I said to them that are led by the Spirit. What do you understand by that? That means the day he will come, there will be a spiritual leading, and the Spirit of the Lord will lead men. So I can touch my brother and say, we are going already. I see it in the visions of God. Yes. It talks about the dark secrets of God, the dark sins of God. Hidden. These things are hidden. Until you find them. I know very well that my generation, you don't know the generation we are, that will disgrace many brothers, disgrace many sisters, disgrace many people who know what to say but don't have to have secrets. Don't worry, the days are coming. Cancer will generate another kind of secrets. HIV will be small, like fever and malaria, compared to what will come. That day will come. You will stand in the face of man, you will know that your generation don't need you. Because serpent has become the dragon, but no man wants to change level in the spirit. I want to be mightier than yesterday. I want to be deeper like the future. I want to be mightier
mightier than yesterday. I want to be deeper. Deeper like the future.
It was during the days of Corona, I was telling people when we were holding meetings. Throughout all those days, we were still holding meetings. And I was telling them that we came from a tribe where we were immortalized. That even in the days of persecution, men like John the Beloved could not die. They look at him and they say, "You're a madman." They took him and threw him in the island of Patmos. They put him in oil, he could not die. I knew those secrets in God. I knew that Corona is a cheap commodity. So I was telling people that this thing will not claim life. Everybody was running, they were closed down everywhere. We're still holding meetings throughout. Young man, has Corona claimed life? Are we still alive or not? See, the days that are coming, what to say will end. Do you know how many people their voice went voiceless during Corona period? That should say that there are too many people, even on the altar, who know what to say. The days that are coming, Christianity will be so much exposed to the adversary and to the things of darkness. It will be like David and Goliath meeting. And only a man who knows the secret of God will know he doesn't need cutlass or armory to fight Goliath. He will bring out the ways of the wilderness. It might look stupid, but every man that follows him that day will glory over Goliath. Cutlass, armory don't kill Goliath. It is stones that kill Goliath. And only a man who knows the secret knows it. It hasn't bothered you that many people chat you up that they are suffering of addiction and they are not free today through your life. Everything you tell them doesn't free them. Let's tell you that you don't know. You only won't know what to say. You don't know the secrets of God. It hasn't bothered you that even you, your life now, you have not escaped sin till now. It's because you don't know secret. And the way you are going, you will never know. Because you have chosen a path. But you don't want to go to deeper. I want to be deeper like the future. I know of a man called Habakkuk. I know of a man called Mordecai. I know of a man called Micah. I know of a man called Ezra. I know of a man called Daniel. I know of a man called Gideon. I know of a man called Shammah. I know of a man called Eleazar, the son of Dodo. Men that their strength were beyond normal. They hid it for a long time until the day of war came. That is when others knew that they were soldiers, but they were not valiant. The days are coming where all pride will bow low. Because the elect will rise, and he will rise on account of secrets. That is when you will know that in this kingdom, politics don't happen. We don't run democracy. It's an autocratic system, and only God chooses what he does with a lady or with a man, and only him has his own choice. And when he chooses, nobody stands against him. Then you will know that the choices of God want it. Because if he chooses a lady, you know that that lady want it. Look at it, even in the days of old, Deborah was choosing among it. Among them, she was called the mother, not mother of a family, or the mother of a nation called Israel. She was deeper in honor than Queen Israel. And that thing came not because of democracy, it was because she was a voice in that season. They call her in the days of challenge, they say, "Come and utter a song." And when she uttered a song, the Bible said the stars in their constellation, the heavens, the Orion's activated. She knew where the things are. Bible talks about the ancient river Kishon. How will a river respond to a song? The days that are coming are the days that will not see. It will be there to reveal it. Look at what the Bible says. It said the earth eagerly awaits the manifestation. It didn't say the talking. Other version says they reveal it. Another word for manifestation is they reveal it. Not the talking. The manifestation of the sons of God. Can we vow that the blood you carry, since you say you have the blood of just you, can we vow that you carry that your blood now and put upon and separate it and inject it upon 10 HIV people that their lives will be free from HIV? Can we vow it? It is more. See, there are things that will happen in a day that are deeper than 10 years preaching. Those days are coming. And if you don't know that, see, those days are coming. Men will light up like cherubim. They will come upon us. You see ladies that will rise. You the pride of man will die. I pity people who are busy looking for what to say. They are busy trying to say it. It is not saying anything. Demons don't hear what you say. Demons don't hear what you say. Demons hear priesthood and no priesthood works without a priest, and no priest works without a price. What is your price enough that demons can hear you? How far will you speak? At which border will the earth respond? I went somewhere and I went to charge my phone and ring was about falling. And I told the guy, I said, the guy said, oh, he doesn't want to. I said, why are you so bothered? I said, okay, hey, stop. The guy said, ah, that's all. I said, what again? Let's stop. You stop now. Ring will stop. If I tell you to come, will you come? If I said, go, you are. I said, I'm a man under authority. Men under authority, when they talk, authority follows. That is what the man said. He said, I know of the power of authority. I'm a man of authority. He said, if I tell him, go, you go. If I said, come, you will come. I said, wait, stop. He was expecting me to say, I didn't even say Jesus. You hear me? You don't need to call the name when you are his son. See, genetic trade is genetic trade. If I'm in his bloodline, I'm his bloodline. Then he said, he wants son. I said, son, come. Then son started coming. Then the guy became. My friend, the guy, I kept charging for the guy, bought crap. The guy, because he was in trouble, he said, ah, sir, take granite, enough. I said, whoa, watch out. Now, watch out, Mongo. And the guy mindset changed. The guy mindset changed quickly. You hear me? Priest is born to price. If you find any man who claims the priest and he has no price, it's a fake priest, it's a lie. Have you ever seen a shrine that has no blood on it? Have you ever seen an idol that refuses demanding blood? Have you ever seen a harlot that have never killed for blood before? Who deceives you? Most of us want to free our families. We see bondage, but we are working with a phonetic kind of Christianity. You know phonet? You are speaking parable with your mouth. You think what you say? Islam tells you, you can say, I'm here for 20 years, you'll not be here. Because God did not hear you for once. I know of a man called Lazarus. The day that they came and they said, ah, the one you loved, John 11:23, read it.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel, we want to see you, we want to hear from you. Emmanuel,
let's sing that song everywhere you are.
Emmanuel, we want to see you, we want to hear from you. Emmanuel,
louder, louder.
Emmanuel, we wanna see you. We wanna hear from you. Emmanuel, 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 I wanna see you. I want to hear from you tonight, Emmanuel.
I want to see him. Read it. John 11:23. Read it. Yet. And Jesus said to her, your brother, I've seen it outside many times in my dream that sometimes it comes to me that things are interacted with him. You told me one time that even at a young age you can walk with your senses. Some things are secret to me. I want to come to that point that a woman will walk up to me and say, see, David Friday, this and this is happening and I want this and this. Jesus was a man that every time you meet him, you know what he can do. They say that guy you love, Lazarus, something has happened to him. That guy has gone beyond. He has traveled to the land of Hades. The gates of death have been opened. And everyone that entered the other world understand that it's a deeper realm that is hard to come back. It's very easy to heal headache. But when a man dies, how many of them wake up? Count hundreds of people who die and are prayed for. You can see only two or three who come back. Because it's one of the most deeper things. And he that has the key to the underworld is a terrible man. He has given authority. That man has authority from the upper heaven. Only God can open the gates of Hades. And John 11, read it. Read it. Martha said to him, Martha said to David, tried him. I know that he will rise again. Look at it. She has given up. One of the ways you know that your strength is small in the days of war is when you are giving up. Do you know how many pastors are giving up on their visions? Do you know how many ladies and how many guys are giving up on their hunger for God? Do you know how many people have chosen to do the wrong thing and the right thing? Do you know how many people have given up on sowing? They were one soul winner before, but now they are dried. They are giving up on that hunger. Nothing about them go for evangelism anymore. They are barren. They are under the boundage of darkness. One of the signs that proves that you are under boundage is when you don't have the ability to give birth. Do you know what is barrenness? Barrenness is imprisonment. That means the womb of a woman is imprisoned. Because God did not alter the womb of a woman not to give birth. While creating a woman, he created it the way that every woman has the ability. That's what they call woman, womb. Womb, man. So there's a womb upon the man called woman to give birth. So once the womb is locked, it's bondage. You are held in prison. So one of the signs is you will know is the devil has held you from making. This lady has given up. Given up. But something is about to happen because the right priest is around. Continue. And Jesus said to her, look at what, there's something I want to come to a point in the spirit where what I say will be who I am. Well, I will not tell you, I don't need to tell you he heals. I tell you, I can heal you. And it will not be pride, it will be, I can heal you. And if you doubt it, I will heal you. And after I leave, you know it's Jesus that healed you through me. Because you know that this power, no man can carry the step is born of God. I want to ask, how many things can you boast? A time came for saying, if I boast, I boast in it. How many things can you boast? Can you go to your family and say, me, that I'm here, witchcraft ends? I'm not talking about just claiming something. I'm talking about your appearance at the end of witchcraft.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There are people rising up. There are vessels, they are rising up. There's an army that are rising. They are rising. It is not a thing of gender. Even you as a lady, you can grow. You can grow large in the spirit. But you can go back to your family and say, see, you are a woman, but I stand in the dimension of a man and I declare as a priest through my price. What perfect priesthood is Christ? Observe it. Every time you don't pay price with you, you are afraid of saying it. But once you know the price, that is I know. That I'm not afraid of. Part of it is shutting heaven and opening heaven. I know that sun hear my voice. I know that moon hear. I can shock and open. I know that rain hear my voice. I know. I know things that are given unto me. And these things will come on a part of. Just say, because the spirit of God are open. You hear me? I came from a lineage that one of the best people in life is to travel heaven. We are traveling over heaven. I did not hear the story of a man that wrote the book of Revelation. That everything about heaven was revealed to him. I did not hear the man that is deep in love. I want to be chief among men. In the days that love will appear in heaven, I will stand as chief among men. Bible was talking about the friend of God. That two people that I know that are called the friend of God. One was David in the Old Testament. And another man was called to be loved. A man was given a name, love. Not because that name followed him from his family. Because he entered the dimension of God that the name was given unto him. I want to ask you, in your walk with God, what name will be attached to your name? Abraham.
was a name from the family. Abraham was a name attached to him. Sarai was a name from the family, but Sarah was a name attached to him. Every man that meets God has an attachment. What would be the name from heaven? And Jacob became Israel because the name was attached to him. I don't want to end that with Friday. I want to end as that man in the dwelling place of Shekinah, where everywhere he comes upon the face of Africa, that which is found will be what will be named. I want men to find something in my spirit, something in the deeper part of my nature. I want to reveal something to my generation. And these things makes me restless. Every day, every time, these things keeps me inside. Read, please don't walk up and down. You see how bad is dressing and doing makeup is a foolish man. He has no place in the spirit. Hear me. There's a dimension of witchcraft that, hear me, how is that even ranking? You see a man killing fowl is a small boy. He doesn't know how to walk the pathways of the spirit. There's a time you come, you meet some people. Eh? There's a kind of herbalist. They don't kill them. Before you meet them, you can't see them. You don't have the shirad. You go to the front of the river. You call their name many times. They will appear upon the waters. Those ones stay inside air. They don't even have a place to consult. There are some people that you will come closer to a big tree. You will tap the tree and call it. The man will come out of the tree. That man has immortalized himself. He has chosen to live the way of mortality and enter to a name. A realm in himself. That one has a name in the demonic world. When he appears, that is the chief among them. I want to come to a point that when you find me, you will travel for generations before you can understand who I am. It happened to Jesus. He gathered the disciples and said, you are still looking for the woman. That is many ways dumbfounded. Among them, only one who traveled to a point that he could capture just one dimension of him. He said, you are the son of the priest. You have said, well, he's not only the son of him, he's the priest. It's not only the priest, he's the Lord. It's not only the Lord, it's the Savior. He has many dimensions, but only one dimension was captured that day. And he gave kudos to that guy because at least the guy tried to capture only one. Have you grown to a point that you're a man of multiple dimensions? You are like Joseph, coat of many colors. I want to be beautiful in the spirit. That if a man will talk about me, he will take generations to talk about me. Those are people like Ketukuma. You know why their names still exist like the Bible? People are not still on your stage, but they are relevant to your generation. Because when the glory of the Lord is attached to your name can never die. Kapanaka. You are waiting for me to tell you to pray. It's because you don't understand the spirit of the spirit. The days that are coming are the days of prayer. You don't need the man to tell you to pray. That's the way you stand in the dwelling chamber of the Lord. In a meeting, you must find your secret place. Don't sit where you are sitting. Find a secret place in where you are sitting. And in that place, when you understand that seasons have changed and the climate has changed, you understand that men are rising in Christ. At that point, you will lift up your eyes, and what you'll be hearing is kappa, 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 kappa. I see an army from the middle belt. They are rising, you know. Ah, I see an army from the middle belt. They are chanting out the holy song. I see an army from the middle belt. They are rising out from the island of Patmos. We rise. Can someone pray where you are? May your spirit not be small in the gates of prayer. Ah! Even the serpent is becoming a dragon in Revelation. Those things become in the order of the priesthood of Melchizedek. Leave the Aaronic priesthood. Leave the religion and enter into Christianity. That very life of the immortal one that sits upon the throne, that dwells in the midst of light. Hakak,
I know of chariot, chariot of armies rising from the middle belt of Africa, rising from Nigeria, the west of Africa. I know of chariot rising from Kogi State. Chariot of armies from Africa. I hear the sunrise, sun shining, sunrise shining upon this man. I sing the song of morning stars. I sing the song, that song of joy. I sing the song of morning stars, the song of stars of heaven, over Nigeria.
Ha 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 ha.
Let no eyes be blind to see God tonight. Let every eye see Jesus. Let no eyes be blind. I come from that one that is as bright, as fair as the moon, better than the sunlight. Let everyone come into that inner chamber of that secret place where light is man, where light is Jesus. Anymore. If you can pipe into that strength that is here, it's the strength of the Holy One. Every mortality will be translated to immortality, and every corruption will be translated to incorruption. Then it will be said that death is swallowed in decay. It takes war to swallow death, and the proof that it swallows is victory. That the one we are waiting for now, because many have translated into another realm. Many have lived the old wine skin to new wine. The only the one that is where you are. Oh my God. I pray over Nigeria. I pray over Kenya. I pray over South Africa. I pray over every part of this continent. That God find a man. God Peter is the one you are strengthening their brethren. That is why you have the energy of the Spirit. Come to a point where you can strengthen another. And how you can do this is Jude 120. So building your most holy faith. And how you do it is by praying in the Spirit. That you enter into a point where your spirit man is enlarged. So you know that weakness is a sign. That every man in that realm is strong. That weakness is a sign that you refuse to command up. It's a sign that you don't know the secrets of God yet. And God has not trusted you with your price enough. And this price is not the one you choose to pay, it's the one He chooses for you to pay. He said, before they live and wise, you wear that cattle to camp. But you will stay there. If I stay there and fast for 40 years, it's useless. Sons don't pay price outside the will of Christ. It's useless. It's not what you do that makes difference. It's what He does through your life that makes difference. And when it comes, He will quicken your life. He will quicken your mortal body. And He will help your infirmities. You can open up to Him tonight and say, Oh, Holy One, make me as you are. Imina hada mahiga bano, ide semele vina menwek. Todesike, say, what will happen to this phone? The wise man did not respond. He told the question back, what do you know? All wise one. Can I decide the wisdom of you from my plane? He said, yes, I find a son in you. So decree to this phone, speak the language of heaven. Let the breath of the Lord and breath be found upon them. And over time, the disciples began cracking back to life. Don't do what he knows. Follow what he knows. Only he knows how he wants to do his thing. Don't choose for him. Don't be wise enough. In the days he will ask you questions, you'll be foolish to answer the God that is all wise. When he asks me questions, it's because I don't know them. I've read the Bible so much and I discovered that if God asks a man a question, it's because the man is foolish. So Jeremiah said that even from the mother's womb, I'm sanctified. So Jeremiah knoweth not. He said, keep you on that man of valor. If God asks a question, it's because you don't know. He doesn't ask the man who knows. So who are you to tell God what he's asking? The wise man will open his nakedness and say, oh God, someone, only you know it. All wise one. And he will detect the ways of his path to you. And on account of that way and that depression, be strong like never before. Your past will be so small compared to your present. And you will grow like the future. You don't know a man can grow like the future. I love a man called W. Kendall. When he preached the gospel of Christ, when he started teaching the new creation realities and the things that he found in heaven, people didn't know where to go. They are not entitled to that. It takes many generations to entitle it. And even till now, many of the things he spoke about have not been manifested, have not been revealed fully upon the face of the earth. Because what he taught was not teaching, he taught prophecy. Don't joke with the prophetic teacher, he can teach you forever and now. So you think you know, only to discover that your last one on earth, you don't even know it.
Mama fell in love.
Sit down, let's continue. Sit down. Quickly. How many things? But we'll keep some for Tuesday and Friday meetings. Next Tuesday and Friday. Hallelujah. I want us to see something quickly. Quickly, open to the book of Psalm. Psalm 127, verse 1 to 5. Who is there? Read it.
Unless the Lord builds your house,
the noble in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guides the city. That means don't trust any watchman outside the Lord. That means everything that is built that is outside the Lord cannot stand. Okay, continue. It is vain to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sin. That means if you rise up early, it is expected that you will not sit up late. So that before the late time of life, you have accomplished your purpose. That means in timing matters. I will serve God tomorrow. You are deceiving yourself. You know one of the things Satan tells you, let me kiss the guy. Tomorrow I will give my last brother. I'm still a young person. I'm still in my 19. Actually, before 25, I'll grow in God. Let me just joke with my life, my title. Let me just. After all, even God knows I don't get money. Actually, before 30, I'll go down the walk, so I'll go tight well there. You discover that poverty will be waiting for your future. And everything you do before 30, you discover it doesn't work. Then at 30, God will still come and say, you, how you grow is that you become, if you want to be a kingdom financier, is that you convert your finances to. Then you start learning the ways of God from 30. See, God is interested in how you can learn His way. He's not interested in when, Pastor. I get you now? If you decide to learn God's way at 50, He will still come and teach and start teaching from kindergarten. And if you are 90 and you don't have many years, you doesn't care, you will go. Are you getting me now? Because he wants you to know him before working for him. If he didn't succeed in making you know him, working for him is useless. because you will not work for him, you will work against him, thinking you are working for him. So that means rising early matters. A lady met me on same time, and I was praying for her. I asked her, what class are you? Says one, I burst into tears. And the reason why I burst into tears was in my sister's one, I was busy studying. And I was listening to G-Unit, you know, this 50 Cent in that club. Bang, 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 bang. And I thought, I said, imagine I was like this girl in SS1. By now, what will I be in God? Traveling in God, you know that time is so expensive. If you understand it, you're not journey like a fool. Because the levels of fools were there. Something tells you, you'll be a servant in future. Only to discover that in the nearest future, even your blood brothers, they caught it. Everybody that you will have won are the people that are glory in darkness. And when you talk about Jesus, it looks strange to them. Have you not heard that there's a king that arose in Egypt that no one knows the God of Joseph? Because nobody was there to interpret the history of Joseph to the king and to the generation before the king. 430 years was too big enough to lose the history. So the devil knows that time alone, without investing in the right thing, can make a generation lose the history. Do you see why the missionaries that came from the Western world to preach to African countries, now African countries are deeper in God than them? Because their children lose thought of the history. Because nobody was there to interpret the ways of God to them. Woman who understands time and season was that woman that Jesus met at the well. Instantly, she took the host for Christ. There is something I know that if you don't do it at any season of your life, you have missed the part. It's called the part of sowing. Even a man who gives life to God today can win so today. There's no dealing to a time of sowing. Because that woman gave her life to God that day, and she won the whole city that day. So yeah, God is there. Me, I'm praying. Now, you a liar. You're a lazy man. You don't have the body for soul. You're a selfish man. The things you want, let me tell you the things you want. You know the things you want? You want to grow large. So that tomorrow you can prove to, what's your name? Patient. I can prove to patient that among men that rose from the middle bed, I was one like Aaron as I. I was like that. I was just like, are you getting me now? I'll call them. I'll call all those men that you fancy. I was one like them. That is what you want to become. It is your ambition, your quest that's pushing you. If you want to become the Bible, if you read the Bible, you know that so winning, it works every season. Yes. The disciples, he didn't die and resurrect, but he sent 70 of them and they came back with testimonies. Some people, they are feeling grace, but he died. You know why he died? He died because God knows that it is useless in their hand. That if he gives you the healing grace, it's useless because you are not a soul winner. So who will administer the healing grace? So the deliverer is looking for deliverance now. People who have healing grace are looking for how they will be healed. Because what was given to them was missing. Then the you can lose deposit. You can say but not do. God give you the ability to intercede and say you are too young. Let me know what I'll pray tomorrow. I'll pray. That kind of thing, man. I'll pray next tomorrow. I'll pray next week. Let me prepare. Let me rest this week. Next week I'll go to camp. They recover that next week you didn't even go to camp. Something distracted you. Next upper week. They recover that 3 months passed. You are dried up. Then over time, you discover that demons will start making enterprises upon your head. You discover that the weakness you were above before are the things you practice now. It's because you have gone down. In the pathway of valleys, you will know. You look like darkness. On the mountaintop, you look like sunrise. So there's what called rising early. Rising early. You can rise early as a Christian. You can rise early. Continue. You see the advantage of rising early. Something will happen to people who rise early. Continue. That means if you rise up early, you are not meant to sit up late. That means sit as you sit up late that people didn't rise early. So you see the guy, you say, God called me as an evangelist in 50. What will you, how many souls will you win? When God has, for 50 years, you think God is waiting for you, he has chosen another person. If you look everywhere, you discover that people like the college have risen far. They have covered your ministry. You don't have a ministry again. What you have is what he told you before. And it's not just the God of before, it's the God of yesterday, forever. That means God is in the future, you are talking the past. You think God is the God that tomorrow you go back and say, this is what he told me last 20 years ago that I should do. That he didn't do it then, and he didn't come back to talk to you, he's a sign to tell that he has found somebody who has done it. If you think it's a lie, look around you, somebody who has done it. Many people, assignment have been given to other people.
Into the wisdom before time began. You put us into and you made a plan that we live and move and have all our being in you reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom before time began.
It doesn't work with his time, it doesn't work with your time, it works with his choice. Because his wisdom started before time began. And unto him there's no foolishness. You know why Joseph is giving birth as a babe, as a child? You know why? Eh? It's to tell you that Jesus, God loves rising early. Because the man that he created as man failed you. So he likes people rising early. If you want to know a man who fails God, is a man who has too many excuses not to do the will of the Father. There are two things. If it's not funny in your life, I pity you. I know there's no way you can be useful. One, if you are not a prayerful man. Two, if you are not a soul, I know that you can't be useful. There's no thing tell me. In my little book, I know that I've looked later. I know that there's no way God will make a use with your life. You are useless material. There's nothing you see that you are not a prayerful man. You're a prayerful man. And you are not a soul winner. There's no how. You are useless. Do you know why we win so? Do you know why it's good to rise early and win so? Let me tell you why we win so. Winning so is not just for them to go to heaven. It's to retain and continue the generation of Christ. Do you know all of us here, time will come, will know their life. And if we decide that all of us here will not win so, that means as all of us pass by, the generation of Christ pass by. That is what the apostles knew, that even when in the days of persecution, they gave their life unto death. So that souls can be unto God. Did not it just be a man to sacrifice himself to die for Christ? Because he knew that there is something that can translate beyond himself to the many generations. That death is the message to every man who will choose Christ, that even in death is gain. That is what Paul knew. He said, for me to live is Christ, for me to die is gain. What he was telling them is, if it takes them to kill you, accept Jesus, let them kill you in Jesus. So over time, they discovered that many people like your horse, they put in. And they say, if you don't deny Jesus, I will kill you. He accepted and he died. Life. He said, unto you I commit my spirit. And he died that way. You know why? He learned it from people like Paul and the rest. That even death is gain. What I'm saying is, what way is your life winning? What way are you rising up early? What way? when Jesus was about going, he gave a simple assignment. So go into the world, do what? Everybody wants to go. Do what? Preach what? What is gospel? Good news. Not bad news. Then what again? Quickly. Continue, everybody. Okay. Continue. Cast out what? Okay. That's all you know. You forgot the person, he told them that they should baptize in the God the Father. The what? And what? This is where I'll close tonight. God the Father. God what? And God what? The Father, the Son, and what? Do you know why? We don't have time. I'll continue this issue of the Father on Tuesday. But I'll just browse the Father, Son, and I'll just brush it for you. The Father. Do you know why I say you should preach in the God the Father? That's preaching the dimension of the Father and the prodigal son. How I baptize you in the name of God the Father is when I come to you and I tell you that no matter how you're a prodigal son, the Father can still receive you. In his fatherly nature, he does not reject. Salvation is being made because of his fatherly nature. So preach in that order first. Don't go to the Holy Spirit first. Don't go to the Son first. Preach in that order first. No matter you're a sinner, like the prodigal son, I can receive you. In my fatherly nature, I accept you. So if you are meeting a sinner, give him the good news. What is the good news? The good news is he can be accepted the way he is. Because the Father nature gives him access to be accepted the way he is. Though he's a murderer, though she's an abortionist, though she's a thief, though he's a criminal, God can accept him or her the way she is. Because the fatherly nature does not restrict or resist. He accepts. So baptize them. That means give them the proper doctrine. Give them the proper understanding of my fatherly nature. So that as soon as they can find comfort. Say if 99 are at home but one is lost, he goes and looks for the one. That is the fatherly nature. I know a lost sheep is thirsty very well in the dry land. So when he comes, the first thing they give is water for comfort. The fatherly nature. So someone is suffering of addiction, you let me understand that he still has a place in God. The fatherly nature. It is a kind of baptism that you must give to him. That is a massing. Put it like a garment upon him. Give it. Do it upon him to a point that he has a confidence. You understand what is father nature? Because if you don't understand father nature, you cannot understand the continuity of the generation of Christ. Then after you do that, what? Baptize again in another name called the Son. That Son is the continuation of God. The Son is the continuation of the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was God, and Jesus was God. In the beginning was the Son, and the Son was God, and the Son was God. In the beginning was the continuation of God, and the continuation of God was with God, and the continuation of God itself was God. My children is for my what? For my genetic tree. They are from what? My DNA. They are from my bloodline. So the Jesus is the continuation of the Father. Please, as you teach the Father nature, continue in that order, continue in it, and expose the generation of Christ. In the continuation of that doctrine, in the continuation of that, something will happen. You come to the place called the cross. You will come to that place that all pride is paid. Jesus, in Jesus lies priesthood, lies sonship, lies the continuation of Christ. That is, don't stop just at the Father. So many Christians know God can give to them a car, he can give to them a husband, he can give to them money. That is a fatherly nature. But no one wants to get the cross because nobody wants to carry the cross. Nobody, many people know the Father but not Son. How you know a man knows his Son is a man who is ready to lay himself down for Christ. Because the cross is laying himself down. The cross is not your choice, it's his choice. So if you see a Christian who speaks Galabal with the Father, he forgives me, he's a merciful God, he's this and that, but he has not laid himself down and he walks in flesh. That one has not learned the ways of the Son. Because what continues the kingdom is when men can lay themselves down. Paul laid himself down and the kingdom of God advanced. When they took John, they put him at the island of Patmos, the kingdom of God advanced. Any man that laid himself down continued the generation of Christ. So most times we are there and we are barren because we are not led to lay ourselves down. Can you preach the gospel that you are not? Can you talk about Christ that you are not? know why you are about to become one of the greatest men on earth? Because he's your soul winner. Do you know why men like Daddy Dawsa and men like Babula became one of the strongest men in Africa? Because they are prayer men. That means the two heights of men that God can work with them so much are men who have prayer power and men who are soul winners. Because soul winners are the ones that project the continuity of God. Winning souls. That's why Jesus said, if I be exalted, I will draw men. What is that trying to tell you? That Jesus has the activity of drawing men. You can't talk about Jesus and you don't talk about soul. That means how we know that you carry Jesus in you is when you have the quest, the hunger for soul, and you are reaching out. Check all the apostles. They were walking the walk of evangelists. How come we have today, you see a man say, I'm an apostle, but he doesn't have an evangelistic walk? You're a confused element. Which of the apostles sat at home? No, let's take the Bible. Which of the apostles, is that apostle Paul that sat at home? All of them understand the way of soul winning. So how come you claim you have an office in God and it doesn't expose you to soul winning? So from January to now, there's nobody you have been for Christ and you are sitting there where you are comfortable. Or you are sitting at home, you are comfortable. Or you are sitting in your room and you are comfortable. You are in prison. Darkness have caged you. They have locked you in barrenness. Until the God of heaven comes and meet Elizabeth, there won't be change. What you need is first of all to deliverance. And that deliverance comes from encounter. That God of heaven is mercy reveal himself to you first. Have you discovered that it is only when they talk in church you feel the burden of sowing? When you leave, it leaves your life. It's because you are in bondage. That is how people who suffer of addiction also pass through. When they are in church, they feel, I'll come out of it. When they go back to masturbation and fornication. Why? In bondage. Bondage makes you go back to your former life. Even while you hear the truth, the word of the truth is resisted in your nature because you're already caged. I want to ask you, if you want to populate a country, will you give prisoners the privilege? Since I've been here, they have to pregnant somebody, they have to pregnant this and that. I mean, as you hear that in prison here, they have pregnanted all the ladies and they are giving birth now. All the men in prison here, they are giving birth to children everywhere. Do you hear? Do they conduct marriage in prison? Do they have labor room in prison? Do they have any nurse that give birth to children in prison? Because they know there's no need. A prisoner is not productive. So a sign to prove that you are held in prison is that you are not productive. Say the tree that refused to give birth, what happened? He said, cast away. He made the fig tree, he caused the fig tree. Why? Because no fruit. You know why? The fig tree is a prison man. He said, under the captivity of darkness. So the days that just is hungry, he can't feed him. Some of us, the day that God needs a man, he can't find us. He cannot feed on our lives because nothing is there. And the truth is, if you find a man who says an intercessor and he says he's still a lie. Because one thing I know is an intercessor prays for soul. Why do we intercede? With the hunger for the nations. We have corrupted intercession. Back those days, they were, I've forgotten this man, Holy Spirit, I've forgotten his name. Is it Charles Darwin or who goes for crusade and Father Nash will go there and pray for soul before he comes? You know why? Because that man knows the way of soul winning, that he comes to prayer first. So he cooked it in a place of prayer, anticipating the coming of the evangelist as his personal intercessor. Those two of them are in the activity of soul winning. So if you see a prayer man who does not whistle, he's still a bound man. He's bound. I want to ask you, can you talk like a madman? Mad people talk more than you. So talking blah, 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 does not make you free. It can be madness. God is not a talkative. When he speaks, everything happens. He said, let there be light, there was light. Let there be this, there was this. Let's say that God speaking is for creation. So intercessors are creating pathway for soul. So if your intercession does not create you a pathway to win soul, you are a talker. What happens is, devil has inflicted you with the spirit of infirmity called madness. So what you are doing is you are talking. Have you ever seen a madman on the road? He walks up and down from morning to evening and he does nothing. That is how it is also with a Christian who walks morning to evening and he talks to nobody about Jesus. He's a madman. There are many mad people on the street. They give you excuses. I'm working in bank from morning to evening. I want to ask you, working in bank, how many people do you see in a bank a day? More than 200. So it means out of the 200 people, you can even win 5 to God. What a useless wasted madman. Can you see people like madman in a day? Madman walks in the market everywhere. He sees many people, but he interacts with nobody. When a Christian does not interact with Christ with the generation to come, he doesn't experience the sonship of God. He's a madman. Yes. I'm living here. I'm interacting with people who are suffering from addiction in different states online today. One of them who is suffering from pornography, he told me, I said, I'm going to church. So after we talk, he now said, it's a more grace. Where you're going, no presence follow you. Go outside his prayer. You know why? In that addiction, you will be free. You know why? You have started learning the ways of interceding for soul winners. Let me tell you the truth now. If you see God lives in a place because you are useless, nobody lives a useful man in darkness. Yes. Yes. Since I've been talking about the prison of Nigeria, have you ever heard that they put him in prison? Because he's still useful. That means no matter you are, if you are useful, you will not be in prison. So if you see a useless man, the devil keep him there, even God forgets him. Because he knows that even though he removed that guy from there, he's still away. So let the devil just keep him there. That's what Paul knew. He said, if a man refuses to repent because of his sin, they should hand him over to the devil. You know why? Paul knew that the devil sometimes is a secure place for that kind of people. It's a secure place. Because people in God, they are not functioning. Heaven works with functional men. And Jemiel is a functional man. And Jacob is a functional man. All the angels are functioning. Nobody is idle in heaven. So some of you want to go to heaven to go and do what? To go and practice idleness? There are many things that if I start teaching you about the mystery of heaven, you will weep. You will know that many people, truly, heaven is not even a place for them. They should not even desire it. I want to ask you tonight, how many people can continue this kingdom because of your life? That is the baptism in the name of the Son. That you come to a point that you raise the generation from your life. That even after you are not dead, they arise. I know of men like Apostle Dama, they raise the soul nature of God, they baptize men in the name of God's soul. That even after their exit, men still trooping to fasting festival also for you today, even the youth. They don't even care if the man is dead or not. That place is still standing. With no microphone, with no handbill, with nothing. That place is still active. God men baptized in the name of the Son. How can you communicate your devotion to the name of the Son when you are sitting down? I make a calculation from 100 level to 200 level. I pray for more than 2,000 students that receive the gift of tongues as within the interval of 4 years. As a student, it gets you. More than 2,000 students. I'm not estimating, you know. Because everything I do was in the school was being recorded by a lady and no corner. And tell her the book she recorded. Ogami, what are you doing? What are you doing? I pray for people everywhere. Everywhere they were receiving the gift of tongues. At present, I cannot count many people who have seen the gift of tongues at present. If you tell me to tell you how many people I talk to about Christ, I'll tell you to tell. I'll just ask you. You should ask me how I live my life. Because it's not even just talking anymore, it's the way I live my life. I interact online about Christ. I interact to people about Christ. Every means I have is about Christ. I've never seen me sit down with somebody who are not discussing God. It's not because I'm a preacher, it's the only life I live now. Because there need to be a continued. And I see, it's like the days of your power. The nations will be. Why 5 minutes to go? Someone that is dot and closing. They will be willing. Oh, stronger than Moses. I know of a man called Moses who raised Joshua. He baptized in the name of God the Son. There was a continuation of a dimension that came from him to Joshua. In the midst of terrible generation like the sons of Israel who betrayed God for 40 good days in wilderness, Moses still raised Joshua. I will not have an excuse. For what God started in my life to end, it cannot end in my life. I don't need a man to. I need me to continue. And how we do it is by baptizing men upon the face. I was passing through Nicha one day, and our bus stopped on the road because it has a little challenge. And when we came down, everybody came down from the bus. Some people were just sitting down to relax, and I started walking upon the road from Port Harcourt to Nicha.
I start walking upon the road while the bus is in my back. I just make a stroll and I began singing to the atmosphere. I said, God, I sing into the next 80 100 years. Peradventure, there's a prophetic psalmist that will pass here. And he doesn't know his nature. As he comes and passes here, he will clap these songs and he will sing to his generation. That song is a song I have not sang till today and I will not sing forever upon the face of the earth. You will not hear it on any radio station. You will not hear it on any track. It's a song I sang and hang it on the air for a prophetic psalmist who is aligned enough. Can you hold God in different quarters of Nigeria? That is what creation knew when he said it awaits the manifestation, the revealing of the sons of God. I know of a man who stayed in Ojofu and prayed to a point that any man that comes there, you will not leave there and say you have prayerlessness. That is a man can trap God upon the atmosphere to a point that I want to trap God upon the atmosphere of the middle belt. That even in many years to come, a young girl will pass upon middle belt. Maybe she's from Kenya, she's from US or somewhere, and she passed upon Kogi to Benue. I don't know how. Into Abuja, something will come upon her and she will rise and start speaking the dialect of heaven. They will say, young lady, we don't know you, but you speak as those men. That is what happened to the disciples. They say, these ones, they speak as, the way they speak, these ones are Christians. They didn't get their name Christians. Jesus never called them Christians. But they say, these ones are Christ-like in Antioch. Antioch was a place that Jesus did business to a point that they knew the activity of Jesus. So when the disciples came, the men of Antioch, no, these ones, the way you speak as that man. I want to do business with God to a point that my generation will speak as God. Because I need to baptize men, you know, God is home. What will your life be after now? Baptize them in the name of God, the Holy Spirit. And the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, what is it? And you shall be endued with what? Power. Do you know what called the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The expression of Jesus with evidence. They met Thomas, they said, describe your Jesus. You throw water in the head, hook, it hang. He said, let every sorcerer try this. Evidence. The day that this ancient repetition rose in war, it was the first time they knew that rivers can fight. These are the secrets that Moses knew. That they drew the chariots of the Egyptians and the kings and the horses and the riders into the water. And they made the water swallow up them. Because a woman called Deborah in the days of the judges knew how to do transaction with river. I want to ask you, what dimension would another trace from your life? That is why I say, baptize them in the name of God. There's a spiritual battle called the Holy Spirit. When it comes upon a lady, you don't need Ketukuma. You will be a Ketukuma healing the sick. They say, Kaka, see. See, Paul was there, and his aprons and handkerchief were doing what? They were healing. Why? If I love you so much, I give you my clothes. If you don't wear it, I pity you. What I give you was not clothes. What I give you is a regalia, because I'm not spiritually loaded. You are jumping up and put your own regalia up and down. Because the things are weird. They are contacted the level of presence that that cloth in boutique are useless compared to them. I know the power that comes upon men that carry the Holy Spirit. That everything they keep around them over time crystallizes their powers. A wise guy will go to herbalist, when they give him anything, he put it in his body as charm. But a foolish Christian, when you don't know, understand honor. So you think the pastor gave you a shoe, you don't know he gave you a walk. Then tomorrow you discover, as you tread upon snakes and scorpions, they shall by no means. Because you have put your leg in that shoe for a long time. That even the shoe will fade away on your legs. And your friends will look at you and laugh. I say, this shoe doesn't fade. They say, no, it's not a shoe. It's a walk they gave me. Then over time, you discover you are standing in the congregation of fathers. Patrick!
And they say, no one passed with this part. They say, no, not me. Not I didn't just pass with my leg. I passed with many legs. This leg I carry has contacted many legs. And they say, how? He said, don't ask me. I know the law of honor. I know the law of impartation. I've took my leg in the legs of people like Deborah. So I can pass through this place. I've took my leg in the legs of Patras. I've handled what they handle. I've cut what they touch. That is what Paul knew when he was speaking about. He said, for what? My eyes have seen. My ears have what? And my hands have what? Handled. So I can give you a key. It's not a key. I give you doors. Until the Lord give you wisdom, you'll be foolish forever. Stand up, let's close. Stand up. I gave the guy a hanky one certain time. And there's this rat that used to disturb him in his house. And he's tired. And it all happened. This big rat that they have put all the rat breast and everything, he refused dying. The rat came and lied down upon the hanky and died today. That's to tell you that the man that gave him peace, nothing can be restless around. Anything that troubles his rest can't stay around him. That is the kind of people that God says give them sweet sleep. It is not just rat dying. If that guy put it upon a wall, the bat, you win. If you put it on, if you trouble him and you put it upon your, then you put akamaka, kakabina, if you akakapana, send me to waka. Can somebody pray out where you are? I didn't say talk, I said pray.